Good morning, Sunshine Country. It is now 44 at our studios, blue skies and sunshine, and I have the opportunity and pleasure to visit with Carrie Shalters this morning. Carrie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you. It has been a minute since we've had...
I was kind of excited to come out here and see you guys.
So. Well, me too. I'm excited you're here, Carrie.
Thanks.
So you are the president or chair?
President, I think. President. What we call. Yes.
What is the... that's a whole different line of thought. You are the president of the Red Oak Rotary Club.
Correct. Yes.
Give me the big picture of the Red Oak Rotary Club and how long have you been involved?
I didn't bring notes, but I think I've been in Rotary Club for about 6 years now.
Okay.
I was secretary a few years ago and then I've kind of been on the board and on, you know, different committees and those kinds of things. And then you're usually a president-elect, which is good because you have a whole year in advance of becoming the president to learn what you have to do.
Right.
So, this is my first year as president and I am actually... Well, we haven't had our vote yet. We will have that next week, but to approve our officers. But I intend to stay another year, unless there's another Rotary member who wants to take it over, and I would be okay with that. And they know that. But,
okay.
So
you've made that clear.
Yeah.
So the Red Oak Rotary Club, tell me a few of the activities you're involved in.
So we are doing the Daddy-Daughter Dance coming up. We can talk about that here in a minute.
Yes.
Easter Egg Hunt, we do that every year. We have the Pancake Man during... Junction days.
Mm-hmm.
We provide scholarships for students, and I'm guessing that those might be coming out anytime now. So, you know, it'll soon be that time of year. This kind of weather we're having, it kind of reminds me of springtime.
It
so,
sure does.
Yeah. Graduation's not here yet, but it will be soon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for those kids that want to apply for scholarships, we do that. We give out grants. So currently we are, working on a grant for the Chautauqua Park renovation that they're doing down there with
mm-hmm.
JBAA, kind of
mm-hmm.
supporting them with helping to pay for their one of their dugouts.
Mm-hmm.
In past years, Rotary's helped pay for a shed for the soccer shed down at Kelly Park.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of different things that we do. I'm probably not talking about everything. Of course, we do our polio ongoing fundraiser.
Yeah.
And, so all kinds of things.
The Easter egg hunt.
Mm-hmm. Easter egg hunt.
That's coming up here soon.
Yes, that will be April 4th. So I think Easter's on April 5th this year, pretty sure, Sunday, April 5th. And we always have the Easter egg hunt the day before that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll, of course, have more information. I'm right on the date.
Yeah.
So, yeah, April 4th.
Of course you are, Carrie. I had no doubt whatsoever.
We'll get ready for that. So, you know, we do have a lot of businesses and individuals in town who either donate money or donate candy for those. And we always have a great turnout. It's funny, one year I was the chairperson and I was scrambling around. I went back to the Y because I'd forgotten the microphone. And I get back and I was like, here's your microphone. And Tim Friedolf, who's on Rotary Club, looks at me and he goes, it's already over.
It happens fast.
It goes so fast.
I mean,
5 minutes, they were done.
You spend this time getting it all set out, and it's just like over.
Yeah, yeah. So it's fun. But we'll do that again this year, of course. I have the Easter Bunny there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, looking forward to that.
Okay. A lot of good things.
Yeah.
These are all good things you've talked about.
Fun things for the community, free things for the community.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And how many members? 30?
30-ish right now. I can't remember. I think it's 31, maybe.
That number sticks out.
KCSI is one of our corporate members,
mm-hmm.
so we appreciate that. Actually, you have been a member, it said, for 1 year now. Can you believe that?
Well, how about that?
Yeah, so congratulations. 1 year last February is when KCSI
flies.
Joined us. Yeah.
It goes fast.
Time does fly,
Oh, my gosh. All right. Speaking of going fast, Daddy-Daughter Dance. I've told this story before. When that was rebooted.
Yes.
Allie and I went.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was little bitty. I don't know. I don't see her in there. I see Melanie in there now. But she was little bitty, and she and I went on the reboot year, the initial
year.
Did
you? Was it? I don't remember when that was, when the first year it was. But
what year was that? Melanie's coming in.
She going to let us know?
You were in the inaugural.
I was in the inaugural. Like, it was, what year was that?
That was the first one.
Oh, was that?
What year that was. Probably.
Allie was little. First or second, somewhere in there. It's been a long time ago. 20 years ago?
Wow. We need to keep track of that so we can celebrate if it's our 20th year or 25th year.
So there you go.
I'll have to look and we'll have to make a big deal of it.
So. I think there's a photo somewhere you could probably find.
It was just in my memories this week.
Oh, that would be neat. You should post it to the Rotary's Facebook page so we could see that. That'd be neat. Yeah.
Do you want to grab a microphone and sit down with us?
She has information that we needed.
So there you go. But yeah, so it's a great, it's a fun experience that you'll be talking about for 20 years. Obviously.
Oh yeah. You know, and you get your pictures that pop up on your memories on Facebook and there you are with your cute little girl who's now grown up to be she's married.
And yes.
Yeah, I know. So I have a cute little son and daughter like you do who were once
little
first graders that you don't remember that. And you're like, how did I get? Surely I'm not old enough to have a 27-year-old kid. But, you know.
My thoughts
anyway,
exactly.
Yeah.
But yet here we are, Karen.
Here we are.
So,
coming up.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about it. There was a little confusion.
There was confusion because we got the flyer mixed up. So normally in past years, we'd had it on that first weekend in February.
Yeah.
This year, there was a little confusion with, I think the cattlemen had something going on that day.
They had their banquet.
So, yep. So we changed ours over to the 21st because, of course, this weekend's Valentine's.
It is.
Might be fun to take your daddy or your daughter with you to the daddy-daughter dance, but you probably should take your wife out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So anyway, daddy-daughter dance, Saturday, February 21st. And again, there was a little confusion when the notes went home from school because I think they said the 7th still. So I hopefully by now people know that it is the 21st since the 7th is passed.
Yeah.
And but they can still get tickets at the YMCA and at the Pudgy Pumpkin Patch gift shop. $20 per couple. And if you have more than one daughter, then you just pay $5 for each additional daughter.
Okay.
What
all happens that night? What all takes
place? They'll be dancing, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We always like to decorate it really nicely. I think this year it's hearts and, I don't know, last year it was a Wicked theme. I think this year we did a little something different, but I wasn't in on the planning for that. So,
okay.
Well, actually, I was supposed to be on the planning, and we're talking about being discombobulated. We're supposed to be at a meeting at one place, and I'm thinking, where's everybody at? I've got my breakfast. Well, they were at a different restaurant. So I missed the planning meeting, so I don't know exactly what they're doing, but it will be beautiful, I'm sure. And Anderson and Emily Martin have been in charge of kind of getting all the decorations and the crafts and stuff, and they're good at that kind of thing. So, So pre-K through 12th grade, come with your dad and have crafts. There's snacks and prizes, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do I have to purchase my ticket in advance, or can I purchase at the door?
I think you could still purchase it at the door. We're not going to turn you away if you haven't, but get your ticket in advance because we like to know we have crafts to buy and that kind of thing. So
is it formal? What's the attire?
I mean, I don't think it's required that it's formal.
It's kind of more fun.
But it's more fun.
Yeah.
Little girls like to dance, dress up in their dresses and go. So, yeah. But you know what? I think if you didn't want to have a super fancy dress or you couldn't have a really fancy dress for whatever reason, don't be shy.
Go and have fun.
Right. It's just about having a good time with your daddy and your daughter.
You
bet. Yeah.
And then in 20 years, it's going to pop up on your memories. And you're going to think,
has Facebook been around 20 years?
I don't know.
I bet it has. Yeah.
I remember, I'm not going to go way before Facebook. Pre-internet. I remember pre-internet.
I know. I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway.
No, daddy-daughter dance, again, the 21st of February. So that's a week from this Saturday, 6:30 to 8:30 that night at the White Fair Building.
Okay.
So
get your tickets. Now tell me again, Carrie, where I can get my tickets.
You can get them at the Pudgy Pumpkin Patch Gift Shop. Thanks, Diana, and at the YMCA.
So make sure you get that and you go and enjoy.
Exactly.
Carrie Shalter is with me, the president of the Red Oak Rotary Club. You can search for Red Oak Rotary Club on Facebook.
Yes.
And there's a link to a website, redoakrotary.org. You can check it out there.
And that's got all of our information on there about the daddy-daughter dance, and it'll soon have our upcoming information. I'm sure, I think we maybe come back with... Do you give us this generous time for Rotary Club once a month? Is that what we do, I think? I have kind of missed the last couple. So we may talk about the Easter egg hunt again, but by the time we do, it may be almost time for the Easter egg hunt.
It could be.
So, you know, just those people who have businesses who have supported Rotary in the past, maybe just be looking for those letters coming out. We always send out a letter of request if you want to donate. So,
cool. And you do a lot of good things.
We do all kinds of fun things.
Yeah. To the community and all kinds of good things.
Yeah, I just saw a picture there of National Night Out. We make the, that's a cute picture. So
National Night Out is a fun one.
Yes, it is.
It can be hot.
It can, or it can be rainy.
Yeah.
You never know. I think this last year it was a beautiful day.
It was a beautiful day. Yeah, absolutely. There have been a few hot years with National Night Out as well, but a great event. But to encourage people to check it out, learn more, know more about the Red Oak Rotary.
Yes,
what else we need to
great.
Touch on, Carrie?
I don't know. I think we've pretty well.
Check it out. Daddy Daughter's the biggest one right now.
It is. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a couple, you know, sometimes we'll have a little lull, but then all of a sudden, oh gosh, things are close together.
If someone wanted to explore the Red Oak Rotary to become a member, what do they need to do? And who can be a member?
Good question. I mean, anybody can be a member. We'd love to have you come visit.
Mm-hmm.
We meet Tuesdays at noon at Rotary Club, or Pizza Ranch. Feels like Rotary Club because I'm at Rotary Club for Pizza Ranch. But at Pizza Ranch on Tuesdays at noon.
Okay.
Come and join us. And we'll actually, if you want to come and check it out, we'd love to buy your lunch that day. And
check it out.
So, yeah. And I would suggest maybe coming the second and the fourth Thursdays because we have programs usually that day. Tuesdays. And then the third Tuesday is our business meeting. So it's usually a little more interesting when there's a fun program there to watch. So
check it out.
Yeah.
And again, it's open to
anybody.
You can join.
Yep. And we do have like the corporate membership availability too. So yeah.
Cool. All right. Very good. Carrie Shalter is with me. What else do we need to touch on, Carrie?
I think we've done it all rotary-wise.
What's the rest of your day hold today?
Well, I'm going back to work, and then I think I'm going to try to walk this afternoon. I'd like to walk outside. I haven't spent much time outside with this nice weather, so.
You need to do that.
I do.
It just makes everything better.
Yes, it does.
It makes everything better.
It does. You know what? A little bit of sunshine
goes
a long way.
It does. Very good. Thanks for stopping by, Carrie. Pleasure to visit with you.
You too.
Carrie Shalter. Yeah, I will. Carrie Shalter is with me from the president of the Red Oak Rotary Club.
This is Brent Potter inviting you to Potter Cattle's annual bull and female sale Saturday,